What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, yeah, what it is, people, it's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. This like my third one with Choke No Joke and shit because y'all wanted it, so we delivering what y'all want. I see y'all all on Choke Instagram saying, yo, you got to go back on Doggy Diamonds shit. You got to go back and do another interview. Right or wrong, Choke?
Right. So I probably get more hits than you get.
Yeah, yeah. So we here doing it again. Choke No Joke in the motherfucking building. Fresh off this Out Now Tunnel documentary.
The Hip Hop Nucleus. The Hip Hop Nucleus is out right now on iTunes. Y'all can get that documentary on the legendary Tunnel nightclub in New York City. All right.
Let's keep it real, Choke. You see what hat I got on? You see the shirt I got on? Who had the tunnel on lock? Keep it a buck.
Brooklyn. We know that all day.
And where you from, though?
From the Bronx, so, EX, Eden World Projects.
So look, a Bronx dude giving it up to the borough, you know what I'm saying? And I just happen to wear this, but I just thought about it, like Brooklyn. Let them know about the tunnel, because see, now, in this day and time, all the dudes coming up, they got a party in strip clubs, they got a party in lounges with, you know, gay-ass hookah smoke and shit like that. When we was coming up, it was weed smoke, it was fucking violence, it was a club. Let people know what that tunnel atmosphere was like. Because I don't think the documentary could give a little bit to them, but let them know how crazy that shit was.
Well, first of all, you know why Brooklyn ran the tunnel, right?
Actual facts.
You know why?
The security.
Nah, because y'all was the closest people to the tunnel. It was on 27th and 12th Avenue. Harlem Harlem wasn't no gutter place, and Brooklyn's right there. Y'all right there over the bridge.
So I never looked at it like
y'all
that.
Y'all closer than the Bronx. Y'all closer than Queens. Y'all closer than Staten Island. And, you know, Harlem was the flashy type dudes. They wasn't the gutter. So the gutter is the Bronx and Brooklyn. Y'all the closest.
I see, reason why I said the security, because we had, you know, Buck was there. It was a few people that was on security that was from the hood, so.
Yeah, most of the tunnel security dudes was from Brooklyn.
Was able to slide in with a little extra sliding, you know what I'm saying? Just, yeah. You know, just something, you know, a pizza cutter every now and again and shit like that, you know. But tunnel security, whoa, like, Rikers Island security ain't got shit on the tunnel security. The niggas is foul too, man. Like the security niggas was robbing niggas. Yo, security dudes in the tunnel fuck you up too.
Oh yeah, that's it. They live for that.
And take you in like that side room and whoop you out.
Yeah.
And then just leave you on the curb somewhere, beat the fuck up and shit like that. How did you get involved with the tunnel?
It all started with me doing this public access show. I started shooting in there, you know, I was modeling and acting, and I would bring my camera on the set of the jobs that I was doing, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of music videos, a lot of commercials, stuff like that. So, you know, one day I went in the tunnel, and how I used to get in the tunnel for free is I would meet Flex there when he pull up. And for us to get in free, we just had to help him carry his crates in the club.
Yep.
And that was our way of getting in. And one time, you know, I had my camera with me, and I knew they wasn't going to search me because I was with Flex. And that's when I had the Sony View Cam, and I snuck that in there. And that's when Jay-Z had performed the Hard Knock Life joint. What was that? Volume 2?
I believe so.
Yeah.
That nigga did so many albums. I'm off, you know.
Yeah, so you know, he was doing that album, and, you know, I shot in there, and then after that, I got down with some public access dudes, and we did that public access show from, like, 96 to about, I say, like, 99, 2000, and then from there, I got my own show on the Fox and WB called LMC Hip Hop, and I was doing my own thing. I broke away from them, but I still kept the same crew, and I started shooting in the tunnel on my own. At that point, you know what I'm saying? So, and then all the way up until May of 2001 when the tunnel closed.
When Jay-Z was there that night, it probably was like 2,000 niggas from Marcy in there that night. I remember that night too. Shout out to the big homie Turf. That shit was fucking retarded.
Yeah, I mean, it always was crazy when Jay-Z came.
Yo,
Jay-Z,
I remember
probably
that.
Brought the biggest crowd to the tunnel outside of when maybe Nas and Dre and Snoop and Puffy. Those dudes brought the biggest crowd, but you definitely got to give the crown to Jay-Z when it comes to having the biggest presence in the tunnel.
Don't get it fucked up, though. Let's keep it real with the people. Niggas would throw bottles at you on that stage. Niggas would throw drinks on you. Niggas would throw fucking soda, all types of shit. It wasn't always all love for every artist in that tunnel stage.
I went through that with, you know, Jungle. Shout out to Jungle. Because, you know, I had posted Braveheart's performance on Instagram. And they got into a bottle throwing fight. And Jungle was like, yo, ain't nobody was throwing no bottles at us. You crazy? We the fuck niggas up.
Horse got hit with a bottle.
Yeah, he did.
It's on camera.
Yeah, I shot that.
He kept going, though. I ain't going to find you. He kept doing
it. Yeah, and I got Jungle throwing bottles at dudes back at him. You know, bottle landing on stage as feet picked it up, threw it back. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Jungle, I'm going to send you that joint. By the time you see this, it'll already be in your email. Because he questioning that, you know, it was some bottle throwing. So
yo, Horse
I gotta send it to him.
Horse got hit with like a Moet bottle, too. Them shits don't break.
Yeah, but he kept it going. He was a good dude.
Cause he like did some old wrestling shit. Like he Macho Man Randy Savage elbowed that bottle. I don't know if he saw it coming, but watch the footage. It's out there.
It's on my Instagram.
It's on the Instagram. Yeah. So shout out to Horse, and he was doing Uchiwali at the time. So I was like, oh shit.
They performed two songs that night, Straight Out of Queensbridge and Uchiwali.
Yeah. Now that shit was crazy. Do you think today's artists would be able to survive in that tunnel atmosphere?
Hell no. I would say like a Kendrick, a J. Cole, but the other little dudes with the braids and the bees in their hair, KRS-One did PM Dawn.
Rest in peace.
You'd have had DMX throwing one of these dudes off the stage.
And DMX did Get At Me, Dog. That was in the tunnel. He filmed that video in the tunnel.
Yeah.
That was crazy. The way the bathrooms were set up in the tunnel was crazy.
Unisex bathroom?
Yep. Like the first place, the unisex bathroom, mad amount of weed smoke, some old other shit. And it was no VIP.
Nah, no
like
VIP.
You had to fuck with the crowd.
Yeah.
So now these new artists, they get to go in a little safe, roped off situation with security and all that. In the tunnel, your security was your niggas.
Yeah.
You had to get surrounded. And if you went there for Dolo, you could forget about it. Niggas was going to get you.
Yeah. Depending on who you was.
Yeah. Shout out to, like I said, man, it was so many hoods from my borough in the tunnel, man. And they don't call it Crooklyn for nothing. I ain't glorifying it, but it just is what it is. Niggas from Brooklyn was going there just to straight up rob niggas.
Yeah, and rest in peace to Chris Lighty. Shout out to Jessica, you know, for them starting this Stress Entertainment, you know, Violator Records. And then shout out to Flex for, you know, taking it over in 96 and keeping it going in 2001 because without them, you know, creating that foundation, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Speaking of Flex, where you at with Flex?
We cool. You know what I'm saying? We cool.
Did y'all get a chance to have a conversation and talk, or like you just leaving shit alone?
I mean, we talked, and you know, it's just, you know, we just cool. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing no business. We ain't talk no business. You know, I'm not going to slander him. I'm just going to leave it alone, and I'm just going to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? As people see, nothing stopped me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The reason why I'm asking you that is because, like, when you do footage and certain shit was said, and then when he does footage and certain shit was said, how do you move past that after the fact? Because my footage ain't coming down. I ain't taking that shit down. You know what I'm saying? And you never asked me to either, but I'm just saying, like, do you just move on and just be like, well, he said, you know, he said certain things about you, Dame said certain things about you. Like, how do you move on? Only reason why I'm asking you this because I know some niggas be holding grudges and be mad forever. How do you move on?
It's just dirt off my shoulder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, like, it ain't going to go no further than them just talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And if it did, then, you know, whatever happens, happen. But, you know, I went, and I met Flex at a club. I knew he was going to be at this spot in the Bronx. Why he's spending in that spot, I don't know. Like, it's to the point where Flex is spending in little bars now. It's kind of crazy. I think, you know, some of these spots he be in is a little beneath him. And hopefully, you know, this tunnel thing let dudes see, you know, the caliber of DJ he is. But, you know, I went and met him at this little spot on 138th in the Bronx and 3rd Avenue. And we talked and we got by it, got past it. And then, you know, Peter Gation and them with the, you know, trying to basically extort me. You know, the extorting game don't work well for us. We grew up in that era of dudes trying to extort and make you do things. And, you know, we were the ones that broke that cycle. So he got it twisted. And, you know, I called Flex like, yo, you got to talk to your man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Flex like, yo, choke, chill. And obviously, he must have talked to him because all the nonsense stopped. You know what I'm saying?
So, I wanted to ask you, you know, you do a lot of interviews. You've done a fair amount of interviews. And now, do you feel like a lot of shit been biased towards you? I know when me and you go, it's pretty much raw and cut. You know, we don't edit shit. We don't cut shit. I'm pretty much like that with everybody. But I feel like you get asked questions sometimes, and depending on how you answer it, motherfuckers just don't be satisfied or happy with it. And I feel like people ask people shit about you,
right?
But don't really give you that just due to really respond to it. And then when you do respond, they be
right,
like,
the Breakfast Club?
Well, no, they didn't ask nobody nothing about you. I'm talking about somebody else. You know, other people ask people shit about you, and then you don't really get your proper chance to respond. But then when you do respond, it's like, oh, here go Choke again, crying about this dude or talking about this dude. What you want to say to people that think that that's the case?
I mean, first of all, it's not like I'm running. First of all, the Dame situation is a perfect situation that you're talking about. Dame went on Drink Champs and slandered me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Talking about I stole stuff from him. I never stole nothing from him. You know what I'm saying? And then Nori let him go in on me. And then don't even question some of the things that he was saying. You know what I'm saying? And I know Nori's not going to let me come on his show and talk freely like I could talk here because Dame's his man. And as you can see, I haven't been up there yet. But they saying that, you know, I'm invited. Nori just hit me maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, say he got me on the second season mm-hmm. of Drink Champs. So we'll see if it happened, but at this point, I don't even really care to talk about Dame, but when people saying, yo, Choke, you still talking about that old stuff, I didn't bring that up. Dame brought that up. That happened like 2002, 2003. And then I got all these young niggas in my comments talking about, oh, you ran on Dame. All right, if y'all say I ran on him. Now what? You know what I'm saying? But of course, I'm going to address it if people ask me about it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's definitely people that's biased, you know what I'm saying? They'll let other people with a bigger name, you know, slander me.
Or what they think is a bigger name.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right.
The internet make everybody equal. Y'all need to cut it the fuck out because, right. To keep it real with y'all, you know, I'm looking at niggas' numbers. Them numbers ain't adding up. I'm seeing niggas with like 1.5 million motherfucking followers and got like 16 comments on their gram.
Yeah.
That shit ain't adding up, man.
That's because they using them bots, them robots, their joints to get views. Like, we don't do that. I'm not going out here to buy no Instagram followers. I'm not buying no views because all that do is make you look like people ain't really fucking with you.
Yeah.
So you got all them views and five comments, then we know you using the bot. Right. You know what I'm saying? So get out of here with that.
Cut it out. Like,
you know what I'm saying? But I don't like the fact that these people could go and talk about me and then I can't respond or I'm looking like I'm hating or I'm bringing up something that I didn't even bring up. You know, case in point, the Breakfast Club. Let's talk about the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
They cut 10 minutes out of my interview because I talked about Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Y'all asked me questions. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody slandering Jay-Z. But at the same time, ain't nobody scared of Jay-Z either. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z's a part of my life as I'm a part of his life. I work for the dude. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but Charlamagne, like you see he call himself Charlamagne, Winfrey, Knowles, Carter, Smith. First of all, you disrespecting your father by calling yourself somebody, a bunch of other people's last name, and your father birthed you and raised you, and now you dick riding these motherfuckers, calling them, making your last name their last name. Like, the same thing, you know, with you know, Beans. It's like, with Dame, you know what I'm saying? When Dame went up there, this nigga got on the Roc Nation hat, a Jay-Z shirt. You had antagonizing niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, don't ask me shit about no fucking Jay-Z if you're going to cut it out my interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Jay-Z probably don't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He know who I am. I work for the dude. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask me the shit and then and cut it out, because y'all know I don't have no filter. I'm gonna keep it raw. I'm gonna tell you what it is, and that's what it is. Don't ask me shit. And my problem with the Breakfast Club is, like, for one, I did my interview on the Tuesday, right? Troy Ave did his interview after me. Jermaine Dupri did his interview after me. Angela Ray did her interview after me. Some dancing dude did his interview after me.
Some dancing dude?
Yeah, I don't even know who this dude was. But all these people interviews went up on the Power website, on all of their Instagrams. You know how they take the picture with us. I took the picture with them. Charlamagne didn't post a picture with me. And he supposed to be my man outside of this. You know what I'm saying? Angela Yee didn't post a picture with me. Envy ain't post a picture with me. I ain't saying they got to, but y'all do it for everybody else. You get what I'm saying? So, Tuesday, I'm up there. You know what I'm saying? I see my man. Shout out to Troy Ave. That's my man. A lot of y'all feel other ways and all this other shit. That's still my man. I ain't got nothing to do with whatever happened with him and homeboy. That's my dude. When I met that nigga, he been the same cool dude with me at since then. Even with Troy Ave, I posted a picture. Me and Troy Ave took a picture of it. I posted a picture of it. Charlamagne texted me, "Yo, don't post no picture with that nigga." How you telling me don't post a picture with another nigga? But you got the nigga on your show, and Tax Stone supposed to be your man. If Tax Stone your man, why you even inviting Troy Ave up to your show? You know what I'm saying? And then you gonna tell Troy Ave, "Yo, you might as well just give a statement." Like, you want him to give a statement for what? I thought this dude was your man. Like, funny ass shit like that. But Troy Ave interview go up before my interview. What you call it? The girl Angela Ray interview go up before my interview. Jermaine Dupri interview go up before my interview. And let's just say they bigger names than me, and they put them on first. Here we are Friday. Where the fuck is my interview at, dog? But little did they know, I recorded my shit on my phone. You know what I'm saying? So when they didn't post it, I posted the shit. You know what I'm saying? So Charlamagne called my phone. "Yo, Choke, yo, what you doing? Yo, digital is mad. Yo, I told you we gonna post it." When, nigga? When y'all gonna post it? You know what I'm saying? You got some dancing ass nigga, ain't got shit to do with nothing. And y'all posted his shit up. And I'm not shitting on Jermaine Dupri, Troy Ave, the girl Angela Ray. She was up there again today. This girl go up there 3 times a month. What's you know what I'm saying? Who fucking her? Which one of y'all fucking her? Like, what the fuck this bitch up there? Pardon me. I ain't gonna even call a bitch. What is this chick up there for 3 times a month for? Here I am, a hip-hop historian. I've been doing this since 92, 93, all the way through. I done brought history to this. Where's my interview at, dog?
So you reached out and asked what your interview was. What was the response?
Oh, yo. First response was, he sent me a text. I'll show you right here. "Yo, we gonna cut out the Jay-Z part because, you know, Jay-Z's in your documentary and he could just pull your shit in 1, 2, 3. No, he can't, nigga. He got your ass fired in Philly in 1, 2, 3. He can't pull my shit. You know what I'm saying? And why would he want to? You know what I'm saying? That's your opinion, dog.
What did you, because I didn't see the uncut version. What did you say so bad about
nothing
Jay-Z?
That I never said before. The same shit I said in This Is 50 interview. They asked me about, you know, the situation where I got my jaw broke.
Oh, you said that on With My Shit before, though? Yeah, you talking
like,
about
it. It's nothing that I never said before.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if they didn't want me to talk about Jay, then prep me before and say, yo, don't talk about Jay-Z. We don't want no problem with him. You get what I'm saying? They ain't do all that. You know what I'm saying? You going to let me sit there and talk about it. Y'all ask me questions about it. And then y'all, you going to hit me and say, yo, we going to take it out. You know what I'm saying? You taking it out for what? Because you feel like Jay-Z going to blackball me if I talk about him? Why the fuck would Jay-Z give a fuck about me that much? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I sent Charlamagne a text. Like, yo, I was going to hit you and tell y'all to take it out because I know them. I felt like after the third, fourth day, my shit ain't go up. I'm like.
Hold on. Let me take this quick break to ask you a question. Did you subscribe yet? Are you on SoundCloud/DoggyDiamondsNoFilter? Did you hit subscribe yet? Are you on iTunes, Doggy Diamonds No Filter? Did you subscribe yet? How you think you're going to hear this podcast on a regular if you're not subscribed to it? You got to subscribe so then you know the next one they drop, you just going to know. And did you go to the YouTube and subscribe to Doggy Diamonds TV? What the fuck you waiting for? How you think you're going to get all this banging content if you ain't subscribed to it? Fuck that word of mouth. Fuck somebody telling you. Know for yourself. Subscribe. This is Doggy Diamonds. And to everybody who subscribed, salute. Man, women, and child. All right, let's get back into this.
Why my shit ain't go up? All right, maybe because I talked about Jay-Z. This nigga's a Jay-Z bootlicker. You know what I'm saying? You know, his last name is Carter. You know what I'm saying? Not really Carter, but, you know, this is Jay-Z's son. Let me tell them to take it out because maybe that's the reason why they ain't playing it. So I hit him and said, yo, he hit me before I hit him. Yeah, we gonna take out the Jay-Z part. All right, cool. Yo, I was gonna hit you and tell you to take it out. Cause I felt like this is why it didn't run yet. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I posted join up. You know what I'm saying? He hit me. Yo, they mad. Yo, this, that, and the other, you know, cause I posted it before. So they go and post it, then flag my joint. Like, why are y'all flagging my joint? I posted it before you. And you two, so fucking stupid, y'all let them flag something that I put up first. There's no sign in the Breakfast Club that say you cannot record your own interview. I recorded Oskino and PD Crack interview when I took them up there. I recorded Sheree interview when I took her up there. And then, speaking of, jump off the subject real quick, they deaded Sheree or Whitfield from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She going up there to promote the reunion. The reunion show, and they hit her while she in glam and tell her, oh, yo, you can't come up here because you fuck with Choke. Why y'all deading that woman on coming up there because I posted my interview? This lady is a single mother with two kids trying to make it out here, and y'all going to dead her interview because she fuck with me? Oh, yo, we seen Choke on your Instagram, or you was on Choke's Instagram at a coup. So fucking what? What that got to do with y'all? Y'all gonna dad her? But anyway, to make a long story short, I posted it. He hit me. Yo, this, that, and the third. They mad. They, you know, because you posted the interview. I told you we gonna post it. They gonna post my interview Friday night, like 6, 7, 8 p.m. at night. And then they don't put it on the Power website. They don't promote it. You know what I'm saying? So they only put it up because I put it up. You get what I'm saying?
Do you think they wasn't going to put it up at all? Probably.
No. 4 days later? And they put up Troy Ave, Jermaine Dupri, the dancer dude, and the girl Angela Ray or whatever, whoever she is. They wasn't going to post it, dog. Had I not had it, they would have shelved that interview, dog. All because I fucking talked about Jay-Z.
Who invited you up there? To the Breakfast Club?
I invited myself up there. I done brought so many people up there, the Charlie Baltimore, the Trick Tricks, the Charades, the Owen Petey's, and I can't even remember all any other people. Now, I used to give Charlamagne questions. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Nigga called me for information, research for people that come up there. So they kind of owed it to me, and how am I not invited up there? I am somebody in this industry. Who did what the fuck I did? Get what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Nobody did what I did in this industry. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, come on, man. Yo, that shit got me tight. You know what I'm saying? Yo, when the Breakfast Club first started, I was up there. I think that's when I first brought Sheree up there, right? This is their first week up there. Charlamagne get a text from his boss. I'm not going to even say his boss name. I'm gonna leave you this man. I'm unannounced. I won't say your name. On my dead father, y'all. On my kids. Everything under the sun. The nigga shot Charlamagne a text, said, I cannot wait to suck your dick. His first week there. It's 7 years later. He's still on there, right? So what happened? Me? Let somebody had send me a text on my, I can't wait to suck your dick the first day at work. Nigga, I'm fucking filing sexual harassment. I'm going on iHeartMedia and Power 105. He showed me, the nigga was looking at me nervous, like, yo, Choke. Yo, look. I can't wait to suck your dick. Like, who sent you this? Yo, my boss. He's still there. So what happened? Did he suck his dick or what? And then you seen when I brought it up on the Breakfast Club, I said, yo, what I got to do for me to advance in this shit? Sleep with a man? Everybody found that shit funny. Them motherfuckers all started laughing. What the fuck y'all laughing at? Uncomfortable laughter. What the fuck are y'all laughing at, dogs?
Hold on, choke. Let me slow you down for 1 minute. I thought you and Charlamagne was good though. Like, what happened? Like,
I thought we was good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga started talking crazy. Yo, Choke, you gonna post it in this? Yo, I don't know what's wrong with you. I think you on coke. You think I'm on coke? Nigga, I'm the fuck out of here, nigga. I ain't never sniffed coke in my motherfucking life. Only coke I ever been in my system maze when I touched that shit, bagging it up, and went through my pores, nigga. Fuck you mean I'm on coke? Don't try to fucking make me look like I'm on drugs or some shit, because I see what's going on, nigga. Y'all did not post my interview. You know what I'm saying? It's 4 days later. Y'all don't post everybody that came up behind me interview. Tyrese and motherfucking Ludacris go up there on a fucking Saturday. They shit is up immediately.
So is it safe to say that you'll never be on the Breakfast Club again?
I ain't going back up there. For what? They probably wouldn't even hit these on, yo, man, ain't nobody really wanted you to come up here. Why y'all ain't want me to come up there?
You did good numbers though, right?
That shit is at 300 something thousand.
That's good numbers.
They put my song up there for what? To talk about Troy Ave? This nigga ain't even got an album out. And shout out to him, man. I ain't shitting on him or nothing. He from the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? But what the fuck he went up there for? He ain't promoting nothing. He did his interview the same day his fucking shit was up.
So you just proving a point when you mentioned him.
Come on, man.
So you initially went up there to promote the documentary.
That's all I went up there for, is promote the documentary. But they want to ask the Dame Dash questions. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to address it.
What role, because I'm you know, I'm a part of media, and sometimes I get a lot of flack that people be like, you know, you ask this question, this is going to start this is going to start that. I think it's my job to ask everybody everything possibly that people want to know.
That's your journalistic duty, dog. I've been interviewing motherfuckers since the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? I write the questions. Since the Public Access Show, I write the questions. Since Fox and WB, I write the questions. Since producing Rap City, I write the questions. Since producing BET Now, I write the questions. That's your journalistic duty. You're supposed to ask what the people want. They talking about they the most dangerous morning show on the radio? They ain't dangerous. I must be more dangerous than them. You talking about you the hood general, you don't sense or nothing? So why the fuck y'all cut out my Jay-Z shit?
Where you at with Jay-Z? Like is it?
I ain't got no problem with Jay-Z.
Yeah. Do y'all need to have a sit down, a conversation though? Cause you know what I was.
Only reason I would want to sit down with Jay-Z is to say, yo, Jay, are you fucking blocking me? Are you telling them niggas, yo, don't air this shit? You know what I'm saying? Like I yo, this dude should be on such another motherfucking plateau. He should not be thinking about me. I don't think this nigga's thinking about me. I reached out to Shaka Pilgrim. I worked with Shaka for years at Rockefeller. I said, yo, Shaka, I need a meeting with Jay-Z. Because I don't know what the fuck all this shit is going on. Like this nigga blocking me and shit. Or these niggas just on his dick so hard that they think this motherfucker give a fuck about me. I'm telling you, I promise you, I don't think it's Jay-Z, son.
It's two things that I want to talk about with you right now. One is blackballing, and two is
blackballing Jay-Z. Don't exist, dog. Blackballing is for niggas who give up. If niggas put an obstacle in front of me, a hurdle, that's blackball. Either I could run up to that shit, look at it, and be like, oh, that shit is too high, and then run back, or I could take a few steps back and run and jump over that motherfucker. That's blackball, that's blacklist. I seen 50 get blacklisted by Murder, Inc. What is 50 doing right now? Ain't that nigga a multi-millionaire? Before he even saw $1 million. They blacklisted the shit out that nigga.
But they try, but I do want the people to know that they do attempt, though.
It don't matter, dogs. You can fucking sit there and look at that wall, or you can fucking get a bulldozer and knock that shit down, dog. Blacklisting do not fucking exist. You know what I'm saying? Right now, them niggas shut down my YouTube page. I don't give a fuck. You get what I'm saying? They shut my YouTube. I know there ain't nobody but Leo Cohen's over there now. He's the head of YouTube. Them niggas is calling around, seeing how they can fuck me up. Niggas shut down my YouTube page. I don't give a fuck, because all y'all did was just make all my fucking shit that I uploaded for YouTube over the years that I ain't get money for, or I got pennies on the dollar for, y'all just made it more fucking exclusive all over again. Now nobody can find it. I still got it. So all I'm going to do is make a documentary out of this shit and put it out and sell it. So thank you, YouTube. And y'all niggas ain't paying nobody nothing anyway. Yo, stop uploading y'all shit to YouTube, y'all. They not giving no fucking money, yo. And if you look now, then you're getting less money than you were months and years ago. They losing all their advertisers. So fuck YouTube. Go find another way of getting money from yourself. Stop giving these niggas your shit and uploading it and making them high. And they getting all these millions off of advertisers. And they giving you pennies off a penny.
That's what I wanted to segue into right now. A lot of people, you know, they see me do these interviews. They don't know that Doggy Diamonds is paying for this office that we're in. Doggy Diamonds is paying for all of this equipment to record. And they be like,
yo. And YouTube ain't giving you no advance.
Yeah, but the people who watch the interviews always like, put the interview out. Yo, put the interview out. And I'm like, yo, I'm trying to monetize my content. I'm trying to find the best way to survive off of content, because content is king. These other motherfuckers are in all types of groups and networks and shit that, you know, it's, I don't know, I guess I'm not good enough to get in these motherfuckers or whatever the case may be, but we know, you know, that's bullshit. So when y'all hit me, yo, do this, do that, yo, this shit coming out my pocket, I'm provided, and y'all getting free content. It's not like...
Yeah, and dudes got to pay their rent. Dudes got kids. Dudes got to take care of their family. Yo, whoever's out there that got something better than YouTube, you moving the camera, dog. Whoever out there got something better than YouTube that can pay us, me, Doggy Diamonds, other dudes that upload content, that can make sure that dudes get more money, reach out to me. I will be your spokesperson, and I will bring a bunch of different content providers to you for that bread. Because we about to shut YouTube down, or YouTube, y'all going to start paying like y'all way.
And it's going to be on YouTube, though, so we don't want to look crazy, but y'all going to see this on YouTube. But I wanted to make a point. I do have a Patreon account, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, where you could pledge as little as a dollar a month. You know, that's $12 a year to help me on my journey. You know what I'm saying? With creating this content and being able to pay for an office and all that shit. I'm not Caucasian. I'm not no gay dude. I'm not no woman. I'm not no ex-rapper. I don't have these big names and these big cosigns. Everything that I've done that you see me do is off my own merit. Every interview been off my own merit. I didn't ride nobody's wave. So the shit is a little tough. You know, the journey is a little tough. So I do need a little assistance. A little as a motherfucking dollar a month. The link is in the description box. a fucking dollar. $1 a month. I ain't say a dollar a day, a dollar a week. I said $1 a month.
Yeah, you know and y'all over at Play It and all these other podcasts, CBS, y'all should be giving my man a platform. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gave Nori, y'all even supported the dude Taxstone and gave him some, and we been doing this way before him. No disrespect to him. He got on however he got on. But how y'all not CBS, how y'all not messing with Doggy Diamonds? Play It. How y'all not messing with Doggy Diamonds? Like, I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to holler at the real ones that out here that's doing it and that the fans love and give them a bigger platform,
yo,
man.
You know, it's funny, though. I created a genre for niggas to eat. I created a genre for niggas to eat because before I was doing this shit on this level, who was doing it? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you had the B-Cat shows. Yeah. You had, you know, Ralph McDaniels, the OG, the father of all of us. Yeah. But there was no internet interviews. This didn't exist. I came and brought that from the Come Up DVD when Worldstar was ripping the Come Up DVD and putting it on their website. When I started doing exclusive interviews for Worldstar, when I did the first interview for On Smash ever, and then it goes into what killed me, even This Is 50. The first time This Is 50 launched Boo Boo TV, I gave them footage of Mano and Nicki Minaj. You go check the files. The
Liza, you ain't got to give them.
No, I'm just saying, no, because this is for the fans, because a lot of times people ask me, is it me? It's not me. My job is just to create content. My job is not to be political and into the politics and know who fuck with who don't fuck with who. Listen, I don't care if somebody fuck with me or not. Did I not do my job? Did I not do my job well? When people do your job, when you leave your job, you go home. You understand what I'm saying? You don't take your job home. When it comes to black people that get in these little positions, because everybody want to be this street nigga, everybody want to be this hood nigga until they get at certain tables. Now they're sitting at certain cool tables, and then they forget about the street and the hood shit, and they're in these offices and all that shit. That's the sucker shit that I'm tired of. If you for certain people, if you
sucker shit always gonna go on, though.
No. I'm like, just saying.
You can't get tired of sucker shit. No. There's always gonna be suckers out here.
But I'm never gonna try to out sucker a sucker, because that's gonna make me a sucker.
They don't even talk about
you. Understand suckers. What I'm saying? I'm just saying for the people. The people ask me every day, yo, why? And I'm like, yo, don't ask me. Ask these motherfuckers. They the people that. The point I'm making is that y'all give people too much power. That they're higher than the actual sport of all of this shit. Like, I'm go through my tweets, right?
Yeah. Yo, I gotta run, dog. Yeah, I gotta look at my
time.
My car.
He gotta get to his car. Hold on. Look. Yeah, what time is it? Oh, yeah, you choking on Joker's crazy. Yeah. Give him the Tunnel documentary one more time, man.
Yeah. Yo, the Hip Hop Nucleus, y'all, is right out right now on iTunes. It'll be out on Google Play in a matter of no time and stuff. But, I think I'm going to bring it to Netflix. You know what I'm saying? I got a little situation. So, yeah, y'all look out for that. I think everybody that purchased it, I think everybody that rented it, I think everybody that reposted it and promoted it for me, I think everybody that hit me on the comments and told me that they loved it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, shout out to Flex. Shout out to Jessica. Shout out, rest in peace to Chris Lighty. Rest in peace to Big Cap. You know, even shout out to Peter Gation with your bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for creating that platform. You know what I'm saying? For me to even put out this documentary. And once again, shout out to my man Doggy Diamonds. You know what I'm saying? For always keeping it a buck with me and letting me keep it real and speak my truth. And shout out to the Breakfast Club. Y'all gonna hate me even more right now. You know what I'm saying?
Could I attempt to get you and Charlamagne on the phone? No, y'all gotta kick it, man. What's going on, Choke? What we gonna do, man?
I done blocked that nigga from my phone. Like, Charlamagne head is getting big, dog. I don't even know if you can even talk to him. Like, when his contract was up, he was talking about he was leaving the Breakfast Club. He was going over to I-97. You know what I'm saying? I know Ebro said it. And people probably ain't believe it. But he told me that personally. Angela Yee's a thot. Nobody gives a fuck about her. Envy, that. I don't need them. This, that, and other. This dude's head is getting big. You know what I'm saying? Baby told him, yo, keep my name out your mouth. He back on Dr. Oz talking about Baby ain't paying people and him and Lil Wayne kissing them. This man just told you to keep his name out of his mouth. You know what I'm saying? He thinking it's sweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dude head done got too big, man. His head done got too big. I don't know. I know his pops. You know what I'm saying? I went to the Jets game with his pops when his father got beat up. Charlamagne's in the skybox. His father's in the nosebleeds, getting his ass whipped. Why you ain't take your father in the skybox with you? That nigga head done got too big, man. Yo, I'm out, man. Doggy Diamonds TV. Shout out to my man, Chad the Bang in the building. What's your name, homie? Pep. My man Pep in the building. Yo, I'm out, man. I got to run, man. Me and Doggy Diamonds will wrap this up another time. You know, shout out to my man holding the camera down back there. Yo, I'm out, man. Choke No Joke. Hit me up on Instagram, Real Choke No Joke. Twitter, choke_no_joke. You know what I'm saying? ChokeNoJoke@gmail.com. If y'all want to hit me up, call me. 646-926-3392. Choke No Joke, all right? Holla at me. Doggy Diamonds, no filter.
I ain't giving y'all my number. Yo, that's Choke No Joke. He's completely... He's on one today and shit like that. You see, we still going. Yo, we holla later on. Peace. All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.